Construction Tims to acts with rings, flipping mixtapes to bitches feeding me grapes, keep my mind state. Big Papa flow is lethal, that weed make my ass wanna kill more people. Fuck the game, give me the game and the range. My niggas up the bar, drop top Jaguars. Lop on you when you step in the car. That's that superstar status apparatus. More wins than catches, C's roll the hats. In the pocket with the line, roll up the whole dime as my seats recline. I want the presidential rolling, so I crush him, seize the guacamole, making Robin scream, holy moly. Big Papa, fuck a cape, I'm that paper crusader. Playing Sega in the wide body blazer.
I shot dice with a piece and drank yak with a passer. So it's me, myself, and Lalo, my old lord and master. When your ass was born, it was all on the loan. And when it's time to die, you'll be all alone. So open up your mind, ball up your knuckle bone, and start taking care of your own, nigga. Everybody's human with the nature of a sinner. So I look inside myself to gather strength from the inner. I got to fight back against the powers that be, cause the powers that be trying to fight me. Standing at the crossroads, but I wasn't by myself. Some take the right and some take the left. But lo and behold, what do I see? In the distance, some resistance.
A $1.
In hell, fuck the best, niggas better start putting no helmets. I roam the streets where there's no peace, relax. Funk coming in stacks, bullets coming from cats. So I duck, lyrical buck buck get stuck. I'm jamming like smuckers for all you motherfuckers that cross the ruckus, then I fix a few snitches. But I bless my style rock like new bitches. I throw it high punch and spit the flame like you came, burning your membranes when the wind changed. Mad explicit when splitting my scriptures, leaving your mic bony like that tells of the clip bitch. All y'all niggas suck my balls one time while I unwind. I'm busting your ass counterclockwise. I get dumb, but dumber while your vision blurred for all the losers.
Yo, mayday, mayday, raise the white flag, let the pants sag, fuck the drag.
I'ma pump the whole bag.
It's the low down and I'm low key. The OG niggas know me, so take it easy, let's get
it. It ain't surprising, these motherfuckers still waiting. They must don't know, I ain't that nigga to be played with. It's been stated way back in 88 that a nigga like Mike could stump the head of a snake. Now quakes was felt when my feet hit the ground and fakes fell when my heat made a sound. Now, how many non-believers gonna fall when my niggas make the fucking final call?
We still ain't no sunshine, it ain't no sunshine. It's like yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's like that.
Don't you dare give me no type of argument. All these devils are mad because we be the most dominant. Hey, hit you with fatness, represent my blackness. Run up on devils like a savage in pursuit of happiness. You better believe, every time we come hard. The undisputed truth is that the black man is God. Now every time I turn around, my people start subtracting. They cause this shit, they wonder why we start overreacting. Hey, 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 you can pick and choose it. Right before you lose it, I'ma hit you with my music. I'm frying up shit, sizzling like cyanide. Watch me coincide, please give me Google. Step aside, ha! Those who commit the ultimate crimes. Bitches run around like snitches out there dropping dimes. Get those shit drawers from out my hammer. Young survivalists represent the next black man.
I stepped in the jam with the guard on my side, and the guard ST is still waiting in the ride. So I step to the DJ and tell the DJ, yo, throw the wax on. How many MCs must get dead?
Putting your shit to the pavement and I'm meeting the gaze. Live in the land of the red crazed days. Gotta play the maze and never been faced by all my deadly the brothers. Ruggers never to take up losses. Put them all in the coffin. You're dealing with all that's been around.
Deliver the psychopath. Hold on with the book and the blast. So give them a chance. These niggas are fearing my sword. Don't do me the rest of the blast. So if you're thinking of kicking it, your best be back at your shit. Your bitch, I didn't make to be friends. Cause move you never to quit.
The prison won't lose, but fuck it. Now what's up? Can they leave? They think of the pain and they try to get to the single that they win. It's that man. It's never another. They cover their brother.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our
bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you can unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause. The way we live is positive, and we don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 when it's shot, who's to blame? Headline, front page, and rap's the name. MC Delight here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Took a brother's life with a knife as his wife cried, cause he died a trifling death when he left his very last breath. Was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gangbang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man, cause that's
self-destruction.
Funky fresh dress to impress, ready to party. Money in your pocket, dying to move your body. To get inside, you pay the whole $10. Scotch tape with a razor blade, tape to your collar. Leave the guns in the crack and the knobs alone. MC Lights on the microphone. Bum rushing and pushing, snatching and taxing. I crammed to understand why brothers don't be maxing. There's only one disco, they'll close one more. You ain't guarding the door, so what you got a gun for? Do you rob the rich and give to the poor? Yo, daddy-o, school him some more.
Straight from the mouth. End up in jail and gotta go.
Cause you could do crime and get paid today,
and tomorrow you're behind bars in the worst way.
Far from your family,
cause you're locked away.
Now tell me,
do you really think crime pays?
Scheming on taking what your brother has?
You little sucker,
you talking all that jazz.
It's time to stand together in a unity, cause if not, then we're soon to be self-destroyed, unemployed. D-rap race will be lost without a trace or a clue. But what to do is stop the violence and kick the science down the road that we call eternity, where knowledge is forming. You learn to be self-sufficient, independent. To teach the each is what rap intended, but society wants to invade. So do not walk this path that they laid. It's
self-destruction. It ain't for self-destruction. Self-destruction.
D-Nice, break it down like this.
Children growing, women producing, men go working, some do stealing.
Let's get together because we're falling apart. I heard a brother shot another, it broke my heart. I don't understand the difficulty, people. Love your brother, treat him as an equal. They call us animals, I don't agree with them. I'll prove it wrong, but right is what you're proving them. Take heed before I leave to what I'm saying, or we'll all be on our knees praying.
The heavy deep, deep in the heart of the matter. The self-destruction is served on a platter. Making a day, not failing to anticipate. They got greedy, so they fell for the bait. That makes them a victim, pick them. New jack in jail, but to the vets, they're a duck. There's no one around, cause in jail, you're a number. They never took the time to wonder about
self-destruction. Yeah, for self-destruction. Self-destruction. Yeah, for self-destruction.
Yes, we urge to merge. We live for the love of our people, the hope to get along.
Yeah, so get a song.
Getting a point to our brothers and sisters who don't know the time.
Boy, so we run around.
Instead in your head, you know our job to build.
check or else it's
self-destruction.
It is wicked. Those that don't know how to be pros get evicted. A woman could bear you, break you, take you. Now it's time to rhyme. Can you relate to a sister dope enough to make you holler and scream?
Hey, yo, let me take it from here, queen. Excuse me, but I think I'm about due to get into precisely what I am about to do. I'm conversating to the folks who have no whatsoever clue. So listen very carefully as I break it down for you. Merrily, 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 high to happy overjoyed. Please, with all the beats and rhymes my sisters have employed. Slickers who's going down the sound totally a yes. Let me state the position. Ladies first, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, there's gonna be some changes right there.
Believe me when I say being a woman is great to see. I know that all the fellas out there will agree with me. Not for being one, but for being with one. Cause when it's time for loving, it's the woman that gets them sworn. Stepping, strutting, moving on, rhyming, cutting, and not forgetting. We are the ones to give birth to the new generation of prophets, cause it's late.
I break into a lyrical freestyle. Grab the mic, look at the crowd and see smiles. Cause they see a woman standing up on her own two. Sloppy slouching is something I won't do. Some think that we can't flow.
Can't flow.
Stereotypes, they got to go.
Got to go.
I'ma mess around and flip the scene into reverse.
With what?
With a little touch of late first. My mind expands throughout the universe. A female rapper with a message to send. The Queen Latifah is a perfect specimen.
My sister, can I get some?
Sure, Moni Love, grab the mic and get dumb.
Yo, praise me not for being simply what I am. Born in L-O-N-D-O and sound American. You dig exactly where I'm coming from. You want righteous rhyme and I'ma give you some. To enable you to age yourself and get paid. And the material that has no meaning I wish to play. Pay me every bit of your attention. Like mother, like daughter, I would also like to mention. I wish for you to bring me to the rhythm of which is now systematically given. Desperately stressing I'm the daughter of a sister who's the mother of a brother who's the brother of another. Plus one more. All four have a job to do. We doing it. Respect due to the mother who's the root of it. And next up is me, the M-O-N-I-E-L-O-V-E. And I'm first cause I'm a L-A-D-I-E.
Contact and in fact the style it gets harder. Cooling on the scene with my European partner. Laying down track after track, waiting for the climax. When I get there, that's when I tax the next man or the next woman. It doesn't make a difference. Keep the competition coming. And I recite chapter in verse. The title of this recital is Ladies First.
My name is Professor X the Overseer, and what you're about to witness is the messenger group X-Clan. Here's the nine, the movement Black Watch, and when we're not outraged about the oppression upon the black existence, we step to you in blackness. By the way,
exist in a state of vainglorious as we are protected by the red, the black, and the green. Heed the words of the brother, Sissy.
Let
letters to words, words to phrases to paragraphs. Heed math as Jay begins class. The science of past is now brought to the rhyme fix. From the scroll straight to the verse. God to God, some gods to man. Many kings, many leaders, a fist from a hand. They call me militant, now what does this mean? Do I carry a gun to make the army scene? Put the cause and never pause, as simply as a brother. Raise the flag, wave the colors. Red, black, green with the key, the difference. Words make a way in the world in an instant. Living to die and I die to live again. 360 degrees. Comprehend, a man getting stronger till he's man no longer. Unearthly state makes the time seem shorter. The ever radiant awareness brought forth the one. Open eye, stroke sun. Patterns and priests standing by what I teach. So you all stand starving as I start to unleash. Words of love. Brought from the Genesis, will exist till Armageddon is a witness. The originals built the earth. Why must it be aggression to learn a basic lesson? Quite majestic, stern within reality. A juggernaut when you tamper with mentality. I wear a crown, extension and dimension of a brain cell, bringing hell to the sellouts. The ever tangled web we weave, always trying to obtain, no attempt to achieve. Descendants of kings and queens act like jesters, never potential, quarter of the measure. Jealousy of what are we becomes tendency for their thievery. Alright, cool, but no need to pull the tokens, that's a fool. I get my words like that in my school to produce the words that they fool about. It's another way of taking out these sissies who may try to extinct my principality. But of course they're not having madness. From beginning, I'm the end. Observe me. Ignorance is not a trend. So as I beckon for a few seconds, pull the reins and keep the words on the road. Mastering words on the verse. Funk is a force I exert. Egyptian, African, now I'm on a black watch. Check my sundial, synchronize a clock. I can catch a shadow as the moon reflects the sun. Creator's eyes make a path a brother run. So now I walk softly and carry a big stick, a bird stick, so you natives soon are lit. Jay brings the funk and spreads jam to the wind bread. And the funk of this one vanglorious, unearthly resistance, strong with persistence. Grand verbal allocations, tribal connection, pyramids, witness the funk bearer. Vibe sharer, not the error. Brother is balanced like the scales of Thor. And even my demand makes stone seem soft. Corrupts all systems, positive poison of me. Some call it onk, it's a key. Black is a color while blackness, state of a mind state. But how many of you fake? Today, Brother J can find a better way, so be it. Plant it down and make it stay, I serve a purpose. Yet I'm not the G.I. Joe, I am the brother. Yo, I could never swear a quote, so just hasten your step to the mic and stage area. As I drop the science that breaks the clock barrier. Words of old make me more than a beginner. The key opens knowledge and places in the tenor. American a man, African a brother. Don't forget the land, cause the birth is from the mother. A vibe is in place, obtained and discovered. Tune in your audio and hear the words of brother.
Yo, Aristotle, Plato, Socrates, step off.
We're back for another show, February 1st, Black History Month. Very important month in our culture. Too bad we only got 28 days, 29 kind of leap year, but Black History Month's always important so we can, you know, learn about our heritage. We should know about our heritage all the time, but you know about our heritage a lot, Walt? What tribe you come from Africa?
Not on that note, but
Keith, you know what tribe you come from?
Nope, but I know what Indian tribe I come from.
What Indian tribe you come from?
Blackfoot.
Really?
Yep.
Were you a big history buff in school?
No, I kind of felt history in school.
Okay.
So I paid attention.
These questions go for you then. You know.
That's not fair.
These questions go for you. And you can't go find out.
No.
I was an asshole when it came to Black History Month because it was crazy.
I was pro-black.
In high school, I hated white people.
Wow.
But when I got out of high school, I embraced white people. And now somebody said I'm enjoying the brotherhood again. It's Django, my favorite movie, so I done joined the brotherhood.
Yeah, you allow a movie to bring out your Black Pantherism, huh?
I can pull out the text. Welcome to
as long as you're not a racist.
What'd you say? You asked Walter if he was a racist?
I said, as long as you're not a racist.
Nah, I'm. You let Walt tell I was racist against my own kind, because I didn't like the Hurricanes because I had gold teeth and dreads. And he would say, what if your kids want gold teeth and dreads? What the hell?
it was almost there.
Oh, man. But no, Black History Month is very important because, the questions that we have up for people to win the T-shirts, I asked my kids, and they only knew one of them, which is crazy because they don't teach. What do they teach in Black History nowadays? They're teaching about slavery. So with that note, when Jamal told me they were teaching about slavery, I showed him the Django. And he was like, they say nigger like it's a hello. He said, it's so open. I said, well, son, that's how they used to talk, treat us back in the day. If y'all haven't seen Django, go check it out.
And what was their reaction to that? I mean,
they were floored. They were like, why didn't we just kick their ass?
And did you elaborate on that?
So you want to wear hoops?
I had to, but, you know, you gotta. I'm not the toner down type guy. I gave it to him, you know, blood raw. Like, you know, we were taken from our land and we were brainwashed. And I played him some Malcolm X clips and Dr. King clips, Mega Everett clips, Stokely Carmichael. Just a lot of.
Any roots?
The group? Roots. Oh,
no.
Roots compared to Django? Nah, that's. That's not even close. There's another movie out where, I'll look it up in a minute. I got to find the title, but that makes Roots look like the Cosby Show. It's so crazy. Because Roots was toned down just for, you know, to be accepted. But the way we were treated, there's no real history of how we were treated. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we know that, you know, we were whooped and forced to do anything, but I'm pretty sure anywhere in the South you can go and dig up nigger bodies, you know what I'm saying? You can find black people bones anywhere in the South. And Indiana, where you're from, they're really grade A racism up there. It's real good up there, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Grade A. And I wish Hen was on the phone because he has a racist story about Gainesville. So he says. So yeah, racism still exists. Don't be blind, people.
So let me ask you this: as a parent, how did you feel in knowing that they didn't know that stuff?
I teach them that on it. You know, the first thing you gotta, as a parent, you gotta let your children know certain things in your area, not how to act and not what to do, because, you know, in the paper you see black kids, Trayvon Martin getting shot, the kids in Chicago, you know, everywhere black kids are getting terrorized by white people, cops, whatever. So, you know, we were at a function for our neighborhood. We had the kids there, and we're hearing, you know, we live in a mixed neighborhood, but there's some redneck racists in the neighborhood too. And I told them, like, you can't just, you got to act right when you go places because, you know, these crackers will shoot you. You know, at any moment you walk through their grass, you do something, you know, to their daughter or whatever, they'll shoot you just because you're black. And they didn't understand that at first, but then I start showing them news clippings of, you know, they wonder why Trayvon Martin got killed. I'm like, cause he was black, you know? That's what it is, you know?
Right.
He was black. He was a black boy in a white neighborhood, and black people still scare white people. For what reason, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we're all supposed to be, you know, equal, but still indeed, it's racism every day. It's, 90%, 80% of the population in jail is black.
Mm.
That's not coincidence. That's modern-day slavery. You know what I'm saying? Big corporations are buying jails and got stock in jail because it's cheap labor. So, you know, modern-day slavery still exists, and it's still out there. We just got to, you know, teach our kids, you know, just because they don't wear the hoods no more, that don't mean that they're not out there. And, like, for me, I respect somebody who's racist and lets me know how they feel than somebody who's racist and, you know, hide it. It's crazy how, you know, you see some people and then, like, I'll ask white people, you ever said the word nigger? They say they haven't, they're lying. Every white person has said the word nigger at least once.
Is reference to a rap song or something else?
Nah, that's just, I used to work with a, when I first started with Foot Locker, fuck Foot Locker, by the way, I worked with a kid, he was 16, he was a racist dude, and I knew he was racist, but, so that, you know, I made it, didn't make it better, but at least I knew where he was coming from. I used to tell him, tell me some racist jokes. He was like, it's the craziest racist joke I ever heard, this Uncle Rucker moment. What's the difference between a nigger and a bucket of shit? The bucket.
Hell no.
Okay. Man, I'm gonna give you two more. How do you stop a nigga from drowning? Take your foot off his head. How do you get a nigga out of a tree? Cut the rope.
No.
Oh, yeah, it's so many. It's a lot.
Did you stumble up on a site that you a while ago?
I don't want to give that site.
Nah, I wouldn't expect you to, cause no shameless plug.
It's a couple of racist sites out there, and it's scary because, you know, these people are like, they could be your next door neighbors. You know what I'm saying?
And it could have intensified and magnified the fact that the president is African American.
That's when we saw real good racism. We saw like some of the best racism of our generation. This second time with Tricky Mitt and Old Beasy running. Watching the Fox News Network just by itself was, oh my gosh, was gorgeous racism. And I got it because they don't even try to hide it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't even try to hide the racism. Even when Tricky Mitt said 47% is going to vote for because they like the handouts and the welfare. Yeah, he's talking about black people and poor people. And it's just, you know, they don't try to hide the racism, which is crazy. So listeners, be on the lookout for hidden racism.
So in the reference to music, I mean, there's so much foolishness out there. Do you kind of preach to your kids to check for the message in the music, or they just don't get that?
At this age, they're like any other kid. I mean, I try to play good stuff for them, and being that they're not always with me, they can't always listen to, you know, good stuff. So yeah, they like 2 Chainz, which is buffoonery. You know, it's part of the culture. They like, you know, the Future and the Pop, the Molly. I'm sweating. Woo! You know what I'm saying? Like, kids, they look for catchy stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's what the radio is catering to, kids and young adults. They're trying to cater to, you know, this younger generation, and that's what catches them. But they do know who, you know, Scarface and Kendrick Lamar is, and, you know, some of the other rappers that I might listen to. But, you know, kids right now, I remember, I don't know if I told you this, when your little nephew stayed the night a couple months back, they were down here talking about Rick Ross and, you know what I'm saying? So it's like that generation, they're so young, they're so impressionable on, you know, seeing this and seeing that, which is, it's all buffoonery. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All buffoonery. They got to get paid somehow. And, you know, you can't fault a man for what he do to get paid. You know, some people sell dope, some people sell cars, some people sell bullshit music, but, you know.
Right.
But with that being said, check out this mix because I got, you know.
Yeah, you let off with Points.
Yeah, remember that? That's from Panther, the movie.
Panther, the movie.
Ladies First.
Yeah, Ladies First, Self-Destruction.
Self-Destruction. That's probably my favorite Posse Cut song of all time.
Yeah, that's mine. My favorite one.
Yeah, it was definitely forgotten. A lot of people don't even know about it. You know.
It's a powerful track.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Now, if y'all didn't put it on there, I had to talk about y'all. I'm glad y'all did.
Well, that was Nash doing, you know.
Either way.
He stepped it up.
It's horrible.
I had to pitch it to him to do it. He said
you
it
did.
Was...
You did.
Like,
the way you did it was so smooth. Hey, man. Hey, you think you can find some other tracks?
Well, you heard mine, and you was like, you should throw some X-Clan on there.
X-Clan, yeah.
And I was like,
start thinking, Chief Comanche.
Yeah, that was, I mean, I figured, hey, you talking about adding my stuff, why don't you make your own?
You're right. And I did.
And shout out to you.
Shout out for you for making me pictures.
Hey, that's what it is.
I'm gonna go ahead and give up the last song just for my dad, the Gil Scott Heron track. He put me on him a long time ago.
Right.
Like when I really first started listening to rap, he was like, "All he's doing is rapping." I'm like, "Nah, he ain't rapping."
Yeah. And actually,
my ignorant mind. And then you know, the more you start listening to jazz and.
The Last Poets. A lot of people don't know about them as well, too.
Yeah, The Last Poets.
You know, kind of like modern-day griots. But speaking of that, we're going to go ahead and jump into your second part. You did reveal some of the artists. And again, like I said, we want everybody to just check the message in the music, as always. We did put up the track listings. So, yeah, check out some of these artists. I mean, yeah, they definitely are saying stuff, but it's just not about all that. But we wanted to kind of center it around Black History Month. Cause,
Black History
theme. Yeah, I think it's a dying...
culture. It's a dying knowledge. Like, we don't have any more... what's the lady's name? I'm sorry. The poet.
Nikki Giovanni.
No, we don't have any more Maya Angelou.
Maya Angelou.
We don't have those anymore. You know what I'm saying? We don't have any. There'll never be another Dr. King, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's too many sellouts.
Right.
You know, that people will take money, you know what I'm saying, to over greed over helping their people. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, hold that thought, and we're going to get Keith's perspective on that as well, too, if she can bring up some women. Prominent women, if there is some, or she knows of any. If not, she got time to Google it.
I guess so.
So, we're going to jump back in Nash's portion, and we'll be back.
Don't blame a cracker in Georgia for your injustices. The government is responsible for the injustices.
When you have a philosophy or a gospel, I don't care whether it's a religious gospel, a political gospel, an economic gospel, or a social gospel. If it's not going to do something for you and me right here, right now, to hell with that gospel. So we have to have a new approach, a new appraisal. And this new appraisal and new approach has to be in tune with the reality of the conditions that we are in after having been thoroughly brainwashed by this blue-eyed white man. Some of them have brown eyes.
Hold it now.
Educated mind say suckers gonna pay anyway. There's gonna be a day, cause the truth they
in the posse, I'm home from the ground, ready to go. Go another round, pick up the ride, and suicide for the other side of town. When I find a way to shut them down, I shut them down, shut them down, shut them, 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 shut them down.
The NFL, I don't know what else I can do to keep my ass up out of jail. I wanna be Tiger Woods, swing that club, make you sick.
I wanna be like Pac-Man Jones.
I wanna be like Michael Vick.
I wanna be like Barry Bonds.
I wanna be like O.J. Simpson.
Lead this field, lead this prison. Tell you motherfuckers where to kiss him. I wanna be all broke up, moving all old and slow. I wanna be an alcoholic just like Broadway Joe. I wanna be a sideshow, kinda like Iron Mike. Used to have a few Bentleys, now I just ride a bike. If you don't wanna shake that hood mentality, how the fuck we supposed to change our reality? If you don't wanna shake that hood mentality, how the fuck we supposed to change our reality? If you don't wanna shake that hood mentality, how the fuck we supposed to change our reality? If you don't wanna shake that hood mentality,
I'm hood, nigga, I'm hood.
We supposed to change our reality. Buck school, nigga, they ain't trying to educate me. All they give a fuck is what I memorize lately. Gonna have to teach myself, clock that money, get that wealth. I wanna be like Santa Claus, I don't wanna be no fucking elf. No kid left behind, but he get to run around. Can't you motherfuckers see that they trying to dumb us down? Don't trust the government, president is for sale. He don't give a fuck about a nigga, just a oil well. Sell crack, go to jail, bust a rap, go to hell. Do I got to sell my soul if I wanna go to Yale? Go kiss Oprah's ass if you wanna be Gail. I'd rather have my ass kissed up in Bloomingdale. You can go be a pimp, you can go be a hoe, but you only gon' get paid off what you know. If you don't know shit, then you can't work for me, cause you read your first book in the penitentiary. If you don't wanna shake that hood mentality, how the fuck we supposed to change our reality?
How?
If you don't wanna shake that hood mentality,
what's your plan?
How the fuck we supposed to change our reality?
For 8 hour shifts in the snow by the same store, dope fiends bopping their heads with a vein tour. Walk with the steel umbrella if the rain pour. Welcome to the world, young fella, we getting slain more. Can't think straight, they putting poison in our brain core. My sneaker money taking food out of children's stomach. 3 weeks in the street, watch the good feelings plummet. Wasted so many days staring at the ceiling blunted. Can't get a legal job, a nigga, I don't really want it. I ain't shit, eating off the devil fork. Satanic degree, I ain't even a level short. It ain't no sovereignty, we're strolling in the rebel court. They talking some time, my young mind never thought. God of the universe, why you send me to this earth? Show me my afterlife before you send me to the hearse. I just wanted to put some pennies in my mommy's purse. College degree, I might just get a homie first. Crazy, what are the options that you gave me? I feel that I was born to be a hustler since a baby. Entrepreneur, settled in the wrong hood. 24-7, peddling the wrong goods. Just my path, dealing with the nonsense. Don't wanna be a murderer with killings on my conscience. Looking in the wine glass, looking for my sanity. War zone, lay under a camouflage canopy. It's serious, doped and quarantined our areas. Niggas hungry, better feed the pit bull terriers. Bite marks in the moon, nighttime scarier. Guns go boom like they came straight from Syria. The government crooked, the people is crooked. I'm just trying to get it back, but they the first ones that took it. That's my mindset, the streets ain't got a pension for a crime vet. Each day is our last, they don't know how much time left. I hear a voice, brother, take a divine step. Search deep within, that's where the divine kept. Pick up a book and study your history
kidnapped, got brought to a mystery land. We came in a boat with a chain and a rope. All we had was our God and the kingdom of hope. It's our mathematics to operate the cable remotes. 40 acres, nigga, they gave us 40 ounces of dope. Ready to snap like they programmed man to attack. It's taking centuries to get our fucking families back. Ain't got a million from sports, ain't got a million from rap. They working minimum wage, trying to get them a nap. It been a minute since the fridge had some groceries packed. All I can do is try to get where I'm supposed to be at. See the light and the force come, dance to the war drum. All this bullshit music making us more dumb. The stress, drugs, and sex is weakening our health. I ain't preaching to niggas, I'm just speaking for myself. Child of Africa, raised in America. Traveling back home, trying to purify my character. Yeah, I gotta get righteous or die trying. Born to be a king, not a dope dealer supplying. Locked in the bottom of a jail cell crying. Gangsters don't shed tears, them OGs lying. Yeah, I gotta get righteous or die trying. Born to be a king, not a dope dealer supplying. Locked in the bottom of a jail cell crying. Gangsters don't shed tears, them OGs lying. Yeah. Chief Kamachi, Barefoot Assassin, Juju Maul. Yeah. You know I ain't come here to waste an incarnation inside one of them steel cages, man. Got bigger things to take care of.
As we move forward, anytime you come closer to something, your vision should get clearer. Am I right? You are a tool in the hidden hand that's using you. Please don't be delusional. The rulers of this world practice confusing you. The people and the priests and the imams have been jammed by government scams. Mind systematically programmed. Blatant black hatred and racism. The way they lace the whole world and nation with traces of Satanism. This place is a pagan prison. The founding fathers' enslaving intentions were no different than Bush's and Reagan's vision. 1776, it took action. This Illuminati took form and was spawned from a Colombian faction. Just flip your $1 bill over. And if you want me to expose the true code of deception, I will show you. We live in a designed wicked system. The number 13 is consistent in Masonic symbolism. It represents transformation. 12 completes a cycle, so 13 is rebirth and regeneration. The meanings of the symbol are strategically hid. On the left side, you see a 13-layered pyramid. Over that, sits the all-seeing eye where the light shines. A sign of the devil watching over you at all times. With the words Anuit Coeptis, 13 letters meaning he has favored our undertakings. Will you accept this? Or will you learn the science and ignore them? Under the pyramid you see Novus Ordo Seclorum. Translated, new order of the world, or the new world order. Authors and satanic fathers of mass slaughter. The eagle that you see on the right sits below 13 stars with a shield that has 13 stripes and an olive branch in its claws with 13 leaves, which is supposed to be in its talent to represent peace. But peace was always on a decrease. His other claw holds 13 arrows of war, set to be released, and the letters at the bottom of the pyramid are fixed with the Roman numerals that equal 1776. The United States of America exists in a deep devilish abyss with truth and paganism mixed. Every president that ever lived was foul. They gather at Bohemian Grove where they bow down before the owl. See the owl is wise and sees through the darkness of night, and there's a small one on the dollar near the one on the top right. It ain't hard to understand this government was never for us. The eagle was based off of the Egyptian hawk Horus. The 13 colonies grew into wicked sovereignty and made no apology for the obvious idolatry. Subconsciously, we follow the ways of the beast and pay homage to pagan gods when we say days of the week. Like Sunday, they worship the sun. Monday is moon day. Tyr, the god of war, was worshipped on Tuesday. Odin, the chief god, is who Wednesday is named for. Thursday is Thor's day, god of thunder, the mighty Thor. Friday was named after Frigg, nigga, notice the pattern. Saturday is the Roman god of agriculture, Saturn. Frigga was the goddess of love, the wife of Odin. The polytheistic theologies needed decoding. The rituals, like trips across the sand as man takes. The skull and bones fraternity, the secret handshakes. But understand, he receives only 33 degrees. He secretly believes in Lucifer and other deities. Many powerful and rich people are controlled by these. They even hold a soul of several of your favorite MCs. Politicians telling lies, tongues riddled with thorns, and use hand gestures shaped in the form of devil horns. You don't feel this any harm, cause you don't know what it entails. Satan tampers with stem cells and sprays chemtrails. The so-called holidays are hypocrisy, established to use religious doctrines to commit annual robbery. Christmas split in half is Christ's mass. The so-called birth of Jesus, where every home has glowing lights cast. Christ the anointed one masked the birth celebration, but Jesus' birth was kept secret due to the situation. The king initiated a death plot, cause the Messiah was prophesied to rule, so Jesus' murder was authorized. No one knows the actual date, that's why sometimes you see Xmas. X means unknown, but ignorance affects us. A fraud that was purposely flawed. December 25th, the birthday of the wicked ruler Nimrod. His whole disguise is part of Satan's universal rise. A holy prophet's life being pimped and commercialized. Traditions like lights on trees, rooted in the Nicene Council in 325 AD. By Constantine, these matters were decreed. The concept of a virgin birth was actually conceived and then agreed. With graven images in the temple, the fish on your car is called Onis, a Babylonian symbol. It's visibly contradictory, telling your children lies. You need to make them study Santa Claus's sick history. But yet we go wherever Satan leads us. The falsehoods we practice in his name ain't got nothing to do with Jesus.
Yeah. It's the duty of a civilized person who's a member of the five said nations to teach civilization to what? The uncivilized.
Peace to the God.
Peace, Allah.
Hey, yo, there go that brother's grand poobah. I heard that brother got nauseous.
Yo, true and Jay, brother. Yo, let's have that brother come over and add on to the site.
Helper to another God in need. He Allah God Islam. As I proceed to civilize the uncivilized, word of wisdom to the groove from the wise.
It,
I guess I'm like the verbalizer for the back of moving blackwards. This Asiatic black man is a dog spelled backwards. The maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, father civilization, God of the universe. Manifesting thoughts with my infinite styles, making sure this travels 23 million miles. The other six I set the crucifix, because the heart of the problem is this.
Big on it, God.
Got my older putting money in the pan for the rest of the week. Now I'm eating out of soup can. He has a home, drives his caddy to town. Has my old earth believing that he's coming from the ground.
Jesus.
Slain of those who fought for what was right. Slain of those who fell victim to the pipe. A drug controlled substance contained in a vial. Said about a devil as he looks and he smiles. Good at the game of trickology, but I have knowledge of myself. You're not fooling me. You see, the answer for me is black unity, unification to help all bad situation. I wrote this on a day of wisdom, power, all being born of myself.
God.
I won't diss the next brother to be paid. It's not my trade, it's just a plan that is designed by the colored man. Now our babies are born to think this is the way of us.
The way of
that's
us.
The way the devil wants it, so it is no fun.
It is no
it's
fun.
Just that sad old song, self-destruction, to stop our reproduction. Then put our wisdom before us.
Murderer.
That makes it wisdom, knowledge.
Murderer.
But we need knowledge, wisdom, to bring forth the understanding.
Murderer.
Culture freedom.
Murderer.
Power refinement.
Murderer.
Equality, God built, destroy, bonds our cipher.
Murderer.
Can a devil fool a Muslim?
No, not nowadays, bro.
Do you mean to say the devil fooled 400 years ago?
Why equal self? A trader made an interpretation saying that we receive more gold for our labor in his nation.
Do we receive more gold?
God, now cipher. It's time to drop the bomb and make the devil pay the piper.
True indeed, God, true indeed. Why? True indeed, God, true indeed.
The solution, knowledge of self, the better myself, cause I know myself that we can live much better than this. Nothing's changed, it's just another sequel. The devil's still causing trouble amongst the righteous people. Drugs in our community.
That ain't right.
Can't even get a job.
That ain't right.
Poisoning our babies.
That ain't right.
was a conniver. This is the plan from the brother man from the motherland. Now it's time to take a stand. I'll keep striving to do my duty to awaken to the universal family. I say assalamu alaikum. Enough respect to my brand new being brothers. Buzzing. Lord Jamal, God Allah. Derek X is on the flex. Alamo is good to go. Sincere, the God is in here. So move on, black man, move on. We gotta move on, black man, move on. Move on, black man, move on. We gotta move on, black man, move on. Now before I motivate, I'ma just say like this. Please, educate Allah's children with equality.
Great foul minds, y'all.
Yes, sir. What up, Pete?
Great styles, be the ghost. 1, 2.
I say, open the door, let me in. Yeah. Teach us all, preach us in. Turn the cheek, let it slide. Give it five on the black hand side.
The black hand side.
That's it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Oh,
black
yeah.
Black hand side. Black hand side.
Give me five on the black hand side.
Five,
and tell you what I see through the black man's eyes.
Look
fly chick in the Cadillac, a black man ride. But every different day, a different black man die.
Damn.
Shorty mama tripping off a crack mad eye.
You know.
Now he watching TV, loving the bad guy.
You know.
Piss poor with a welfare check. He know he African. Cause he ain't get healthier yet.
No help.
Now he put down his knapsack. Got a crack pack. You don't overstand if your vision ain't abstract. Me in the projects, a lot of us is lab rats. Voted for Obama, hoping he wouldn't have that.
Don't have that, brother.
Now I can tell you that I felt hell.
I felt it.
I still remember how a cell smelled.
I still remember the
I sense. Still remember how the pigs act. Bambi crying up on the VI, couldn't dig that.
Open the door and teach your soul.
Pass the blunt around, hoping that it reach your soul. Now give me five on the black
give
hand
five,
side.
Brother.
Ghosts and foul minds, watch the black man rise.
Say,
yep.
Open the door, let me in. Teach your soul, preach your sins. Turn the cheek, let it slide. Five on the black hand side,
the black hand side. Oh,
five, brush,
black hand side, black hand side. Oh,
five, brush,
black hand side.
Pharaoh's a Navajo chief, the way you're making it rain. But never for a stripper with emotional pain. Do it despite the system that was meant for the brain. Cause rain, seed plus soil, you eat fruits and grains. My hood told me, nigga, keep it simple and plain. So let me explain the game. Break it down a couple of levels like Tetris. These youngins kill their own blood for a necklace. Leave slumped over the wheel of your Lexus. Smoke kush, wake up and eat breakfast. Like, what the fuck you expect? A generation overly obsessed with monsters. Our revolutionaries won Grammys and Oscars. Imposters, fake auras and weak chakras. Making a mockery of the music to be pop stars. And they say I'm insane. Cause I see the remains of the whips and the chains. In my hood where it ain't all good. Peep the pain of a single mother, she's struggling. Young child slain, give me five on the black hand side. Let's maintain like the soul train. And keep it moving together, I'm saying.
Open the door, let me in. Teach us all. Preach your sins, turn the cheek, let it slide. Give me five on the black hand side.
The black hand side.
Oh, five, brush,
black hand side. Black hand side. Oh,
five, brush,
black hand side.
Yeah, come on, check it.
Give me five, brush, give me five.
Style speak.
Give me five, brush, give me five.
Foul mind,
is it five, brush, give me five.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me five, brush, give me five.
hands in the back of my neck are raised up, and my heart is pumping. Means the start of something. Same feeling when you come across what you're afraid of. Made up my mind, I'm jumping, reaching for the sky, I'm trying to blow up. But if I ever fail, then I start to fall in. I hope I don't land in the mind of something. Hope I don't miss my calling. Passion, gotta have for whatever I'm involved in. Half-ass and 9 out of 10 results in crashing. Your drive pump breaks, you're halting. But I gotta keep it going. No time to stop, I'm a beast, I'm all in. I make hot beats and I keep recording. Those who got beef, I keep ignoring. As I keep exploring, out a corner of the earth ain't sight to see. Been a lot of places, rumors of racist, but I can't lie, they was nice to me. Dress real smart, clothes make the man, so you notice then I don't miss my mark. I'm always on point, I'm always so sharp. When you focus, man, you know to play box. Positions and such, or you'll end up stuck in ditches and such. A rut you can't get out, gang, you gotta sit out. I know it's gotta suck, but much is in clutch, and you just can't grasp it. Monumental the tribulation, the task is trial and error. Life is outlasted.
Everything. This is boring. This is paradise. Everything that has wrong. This is boring. This is paradise.
To plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew. Eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
That was was Gil Scott-Heron. Revolution will not be televised. Before that was, I had to put a little clip of Malcolm X. Malcolm X, though, he doesn't get the respect that Dr. King gets as much. And that kind of bothers me, in a sense. He did a lot. To me, and this is my personal opinion, I know people are going to think I'm crazy, but his movements and his speeches and his events didn't have as many beatings for us as a culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was nonviolent. Like, we never got beat or water holes when Malcolm X was speaking. He was just a powerful dude. It's like, yeah, he was with the Nation of Islam, which to me is a cult, no offense, but it's a cult founded in 1920 by a man, this, that, and the other, there's history on it. But it's the fact that he wasn't afraid of white people. And, you know, in that time, that was hard to, you know, our parents and our grandparents dealt with some stuff that we couldn't even fathom, you know, drinking from separate water fountains to segregated schools to not being able to sit, you know, Rosa Parks was tired. She didn't want to walk to the back of the bus. You know what I'm saying? Like, she wasn't being disorderly, you know, but she was just tired. She had worked all day. She was like, man, I'm not walking to the back of that bus. This seat, this is perfect. So, you know, our parents and grandparents dealt with stuff that we would never, ever think about dealing with. And, you know, you hear people say, oh, if I was back then, I'd whoop that crack ass. No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. You'd be hanging from the Willie Lynch. You know, you'd be hanging from a tree. So, you know, for our parents and grandparents to deal with the type of separation among classes, it's you know, you gotta condemn them. That's why they're this new generation. They don't know nothing. Like, I think that's why all this killing's going on, because they don't know what we had to go through. And even us, you know, I mean, I'm 35, and you're what, 27?
I'm 29.
I try to go low for you, you know.
That's okay. I own up to my age.
Okay. Yeah, we don't even know what. I mean, we've had our. I'm pretty sure you've all had your racist moments. You got a racist moment, Walt?
I mean, I grew up in a family that kind of, it was just the way to know, you know what I'm saying? This is how it is. It's unfortunate, but just to prepare yourself, you know, so it's not a shock when it happened.
Yeah.
But, the only one that I can really remember, and this happened when I was a freshman in college at USF, I was pulling out of a Chinese food restaurant, and shout out to all the Asians, but I was pulling out of a Chinese food restaurant, and as I was pulling out, it was a truck of white people, shotgun rack and all, and they just screamed, "You effing in," and I was just like, for real? Like, it just shocked me, because it was like, did that just happen? Like, for real? Yeah. You know, I mean, but...
It's Chinese, man.
Yeah, you would think, you know. I wasn't mad. I was just like, all right, I see y'all still riding down the street. Y'all didn't stop and say that, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, to each his own. I mean, if that's how they felt. You know, maybe the truck crashed when they was further down the street. I don't know. Anyways, but like I said,
growing up in Gainesville, you know, that happens a lot.
Yeah, I mean, coming from Miami in a predominantly black neighborhood, it's like,
you don't really see that.
No, you know,
yeah, I'm a culture clash for you. Like, whoa.
I mean, it wasn't. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's what it was like, huh? You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's what Pops was talking about.
Yeah, yeah. All right. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it didn't bother me. It was just like, oh, okay, boom. There it was. So
yeah, my dad told me a long, long time ago, he was like, when you get mad when somebody call you a nigga, you doing exactly what they want you to do.
Exactly. Man. Yeah. You got people that act like them, and you got people that don't, you know.
They don't get mad when you call them cracking or honky.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, hey, Fred Sanford did it all throughout his TV show. Fred Sanford and Sherman Hemsley.
Well, Archie Bunker was a racist white dude, too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He used to call him Smokes. I was listening to this old white dude. I can't give his name out either. He said, call the niggas and you bangies.
Bangies?
You bangies.
Wow.
I'm like, wow.
Is that like an African tribe or something?
I don't know what that is, but it sounds racist.
Mm. Was he some type of comedian?
No, he was a country singer.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Very well-known racist country singer.
So what about your racist moment, Keith?
Well, I knew I sat here and had one, but I sat here and thought about it.
Oh, really?
I grew up in Italy.
In Italy?
Yeah.
What?
You know, there's a lot of different cultures out there. You know, my folks was Navy. Oh. And this little white girl told me I was blacker than her strap in her book bag.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how did you take that?
That's the only one I have.
How does that affect you?
Yeah, at that age.
It didn't affect me none, because I just knew she was jealous because she got to go tan. I don't.
Yes, ma'am. and you know what? Let's clear this out there. We're not saying all white people are racist.
Of course not.
No. And we're not saying that there's no good white people. There's a lot of good. Well, good people in general. Let's not make it a black-white thing.
No, it's not.
Not a racist issue. But we're just, you know.
It's just dialogue.
Exactly. You know, yeah, I got white friends, and, you know, I deal with white people. And, I mean, I got good white friends just like I got, you know, good black friends. But, you know, we still need to know, like, our heritage, where we come from. Like how did you learn about black history? Like, I learned it through the church. I grew up at AME. So, you know, when we did Bible study and vacation Bible school and stuff like that, they taught us about our black leaders and our history, and, you know, person who invented the stoplight. That's a question on the, you know that answer, Keith? You know that answer?
I thought you were going to say Walt.
Walt knows. Walt came up with the question. I was asking you.
Did you know a black person invented the stoplight?
Yes, I did. I did know that.
Okay. I mean, some people don't know, and that's something that is used every day.
They don't know a black person from the first open heart surgery.
Yeah. Actually, Mos Def was the actor for that movie. I think it's The Hands Are on God or something like that. Or something like that.
But
Mos Def did.
Was it Gift of Hands?
Huh? Yeah, The Gift of Hands or something like that. So that was a movie about the first African American that actually created a device or something like that.
Was a black person created the first screenplay, Catcher Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that was a Boondocker.
It's funny, Keitha didn't even pick up on that. She's like,
Yeah, I did. I seen Boondocker.
Yeah. Boondocker, it's coming on you.
Yeah, season 3.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what's up.
I know Uncle Ruck is going to be awesome. All right, back to what we were saying there. But yeah, I learned, like, you know, from your parents. You know, that's where you really learn. Black history is not just February. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to know about come from in general. You got to know where you come from before you know where you're going. Yeah. You know, you can't depend on the schools to teach you black history, because they only teach it to you during February.
Yeah.
And that's sad.
Or if you go to McDonald's 360, you can learn year-round.
Stupid.
Cut the check, McDonald's.
But it's the truth, though. If they celebrate 365.
Yeah, we need to know where we're going as a community. And, you know, I deal with little kids all the time, because, you know, my kids at that impressionable age. You know, they see, you know, I'm at the park with them. And, you know, kids aren't going to talk to their parents, because I didn't talk to my parents like I want my kids to talk to me. And, they talk to me. You know, I try to explain to them, you know. But kids got to learn. You got to give them some rope, because I didn't listen to my mom and dad the whole time when I was 11. But yet, you know, you take things that they say and you remember them before you make that dumb decision, or before you do something that's going to hinder your future. So, you know, to all the parents out there, make sure you raise your kids. Don't let TV and other people raise your children. Like a friend of mine told me, he said, the first man he wants his daughter to be in love with is him. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want my kids to look up to Joe Blow on the corner or, you know, shooting hoops on TV. I don't want, you know, Kobe Bryant to be my son's hero. I want to be the hero. You know what I'm saying? I want to be the positive male role model that I'm supposed to be. I don't want them to, you know, say that, oh, Kobe, I want to be like Kobe. No, I want you to be like me, but better than me. You know what I'm saying? So you got to preach to youth, to the young black youth.
So you think it's a generation that's lost pretty much?
It's getting there. We got some strong black men, but it's getting there. It's, you know, there's a lot of kids nowadays that's just lost.
You're too busy being a follower. You're not a leader.
Exactly. I don't want my kids to be a follower at all.
So did you, like, have any, like, African-American female role models, Keitha, that, like, when you were bringing...
My mama.
Well, I understand, of course. I mean, but I'm saying, yeah, like...
Shout out to Keitha, mama.
Yeah, shout out to your moms. I'm saying, like... In general, like, you know, you look to your MLKs and your Malcolm X's, even that, those are more general people. But were there any, like, African-American women that you depicted, like, man, that's...
I think, well, there was a book I read when I was old enough to understand the book. I think it was Sarah Davis. I know she was a Black Panther. Looked at her a lot.
You looked up to a Black Panther?
Yeah. My mom has had a book, and I read it.
And what was the title of the book? You don't know offhand?
See, I don't remember. It's been so long since I read it.
Yeah.
But I think her name was Sarah Davis. I'm thinking that's what it is.
It's cool. And also, yeah. Too, I'm guilty of this as well, but we don't read a lot.
And we need to open up a book.
Yeah,
we need to
open up a book. And, you know, that's, I think, is a big part of it, a big portion of it. I mean, there's so much knowledge and education in books, but, I mean, the way society is now, I mean, it's so accessible on
instant
the internet.
Gratification.
Yeah, yeah. So, but it's a lot of knowledge in books. I mean, I was a whole lot more young. I did read quite a bit. But as of late, I haven't been, but at the same time, I could look at it. It's like a lot of people, they just don't want to read. You know,
yeah.
If the video available, they want the video.
The movie.
Yeah, give me the movie. And a lot of these movies don't even tell 30%.
It don't even add up to the book, you know?
Like, read the autobiography of Malcolm X. You know what I'm saying? Rather
I got
than...
Right here.
I got my copy as well, too. You know.
Adam Taylor.
Yeah. You got to read about this stuff. I mean, if you think about it, if the book didn't exist, the movie wouldn't exist. And the book is just as good and more juicier.
Yeah,
so,
the book is way better.
Yeah, so
way better.
I read a book by Sister Soldier. Her book is pretty good.
Okay, see, yeah, that's another prominent female.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was Miss Melody Passler.
You know,
Sister Soldier.
Yeah, so that being said, we did update the track listings again. A lot of these songs, they have names within the songs and also titles of the songs of, like, famous African-American people, from people dealing with the Black Panther movement, which is heavy. I mean, a lot of people don't realize how many name drops a lot of rappers put in their music in reference to a lot of Black Panthers, you know.
Right.
It's heavy. But you don't know. You just think it's just, there they go. And that is part of not really being in tune to the music and hearing what these people saying. You know?
You think there'll ever be like another Black Panther Party that's, you know, as militant or as influential as it was back in the 60s, 50s, 60s?
Yeah, they want to die by the hype. Anyways, but yeah.
No, like, real talk, you don't think there'll ever be, I don't think there'll ever be a movement of Black people like it was in the 50s, 60s, you know, that pioneer group, because I think we're too easily to be, you know, brainwashed and swashbuckled. You know, we're telling each other before we'll tell on, you know, Mr. Tom, the night manager.
There's no loyalty either. I mean, a lot of us,
it's the crap bucket syndrome.
Yeah, for real. So
it is all about what can you get out personally. Yeah.
What can you do for
they're not looking at, they're looking out for self, not as a group.
There's no self-sacrifice.
Like, here's a story. No name's going to be named, but I don't think they listen to the show anyway. But I remember a friend of mine and myself were working somewhere, and another friend of mine needed a job. And the other friend knew the other friend way longer than I knew the friend. But then I got to know the friend. Yeah, I got that. And then I was like, hey, you want a job? I got this friend a job. And he moved back home with the job, and, you know, he whatever. But let it be known as crab bug syndrome. Stop that shit. And I'm out this bitch.
Okay, yeah.
You know what friend I'm talking about, friend?
Nah, I don't. Yeah. All right, whatever. Where did that come from? Is this something you trying to get off your chest?
That's my dog.
Goodness. I mean, I could throw another shot at you, but I'm not.
Why would you throw a shot at me?
Because that seemed like one. But anyways, yeah. We're going to go ahead and jump in my mix. Again, the track listings are up, so y'all definitely check them out. Check out both track listings. Y'all kind of do some research on some of these people. I mean, Black History Month is here. Know your history.
Most of these people ain't going to hear on the radio anyway.
Not at all. Not at all. And, so we'll be back in a minute, 20, to go ahead and close the show. But I'm going to go ahead and jump into part 2.